Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today on this last Sunday of 2020. And Lord willing, if he tarries, we'll enter into a brand new year this week on Friday. We thank the Lord for his goodness that he has displayed throughout the year of 2020. It's been a difficult year, been a year of a lot of changes and a lot of perspectives that have been altered by the events that have happened. But we still serve the same Lord. And I want to draw your attention to Ephesians chapter 5 this morning in verses 15 and 16. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. I had a college professor at Bob Jones University who defined how he always looked at this word circumspectly. He said circumspectly is like how a cat would walk across a large wall that was embedded with glass all in the top of it. It's a very common practice in third world countries to whenever they mortar the tops of their houses, they would break glass and put it all through the top to discourage people from climbing the wall and trying to get into the house. And said, I have watched on the mission field, a cat walking through on top of the wall, putting its paw right in between the glass as it was walking. He said, that's the best way to describe circumspectly. We are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. You know, it takes a lot of wisdom to walk in this world. It takes a lot of wisdom to be able to deal with all the issues of life that come our way, raising children, teaching children in a Christian school, working with families in the youth athletic club, whenever you're making a simple purchase. It takes wisdom to interact with this world. And the Bible says that we're to walk circumspectly, carefully, not as fools. Fools just rush in and do whatever happens. And usually they suffer the consequences as a result. But the believer is to be careful and also do something else. Verse 16, we're to redeem the time. We're to buy up as much as we can. In other words, use the time wisely. I know over the holidays, I'm a person that likes to be busy, and I purposefully try to slow down. Last several days, I've been sitting back and relaxing until my wife says we need to go get this or that or the other, and we're busy with Christmas and so forth like that. But, you know, I find myself, I'm sitting down to watch an old movie. I watch Christmas in Connecticut, which is an old movie. And I'm sitting there about halfway through. I'm like, I should be reading a book. So I go over here and I grabbed a book and I started reading a book on life with Patton, written by the oldest living Marine alive today. He's 101 years of age. And it was an interview book. Very, very interesting. His mind is so vivid in the book, and I got interested in that, and I forgot to finish watching because I have to catch it next year. But you know how we use time? Generally, we don't use it very wisely. And God wants us to use every day, not just at the beginning of the new year for 2 weeks and then forget about it for the rest of the year. He wants us to use every day wisely so it's not wasted. Why? This is the great question. Why should I redeem the time? Well, we're given the answer right here in the text, because the days are evil. Time will be consumed by evil if we don't redeem it, if we don't use it for God's glory. So let me encourage you, walk circumspectly as we finish up this year and as we approach a brand new year. Redeem the time, because the days are evil.